Then there was bass. Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This is your host, Uncle Dolomite, for the Too Much Game Podcast, live from the sanctuary once again. With a special guest. She chose not to have a microphone for the episode, but she's still a special guest. She's here. Say what's up, Brownie.
What's up?
Golly, she wanna be all quiet and shit. What's going on with you, Hirsch? What's going on, Grand Imperial? I had to get today's episode out early today. I gotta, you know, take the kids to Top Golf and shit. So go ahead, get y'all niggas an early episode, cause we got some golfing to do. I gotta go whoop they ass at Top Golf one good time. She over here looking like I'm not, but I'ma fuck her and do stuff on this Top Golf. But yeah, though, today's episode, you know, we're gonna talk about taking the bad with the good. You know, like, frustration is part of the process of anything that you go through in life. Like, anything that you're doing whenever you're trying to chase something, whenever you're trying to succeed or do something or make a play or make a move or, you know, like, grow in any way. Nigga, part of the process is failure. Part of the process is things not going your way. Like, shit going fucked up. So, you know, that's going to be today's episode. Thursday night, you know, motherfucker had a comedy show. You know, shout out to Maury Richardson. You know, more laughs with Maury. You know, we was at the Epic Event Center. You know, big-ass comedy show. This shit was cool, nigga. You know, shout out my nigga That Black Mike, you know, comedian, Uncle Bob, Landy the comedian, of course, Maury. Who else went up? Toby went up. Shit, nigga had 1,000 comedians up there, dog. Like, it was a gang of motherfuckers. And, you know, like, I went late in the show. Like, you know, I had a cool set, though. Like, I ain't gonna front. I did my thing, my nigga. I did my shit, but I went up late, nigga, so I ain't gonna bullshit you. I was frustrated to the motherfucker, because as the night went on, you know, motherfuckers start leaving, and, you know, just the, you know, how it goes on a Thursday night. Like, a lot of motherfuckers was starting to jet out, so by the time I hit the stage, nigga, I was in a fucked up mood, my nigga, you know, and I had to, like, you know, like, put myself in remembrance. Like, it's just part of the process, my nigga. So, of course, I went up. I did good. If y'all niggas follow me on social media, you know, I posted that shit on my Instagram story. I also posted that shit on my TikTok. If y'all follow my TikTok, Yo Mama Boyfriend, or of course, Uncle Dolomite, that shit on my TikTok, y'all niggas would have seen, you know, my first little 60 seconds on stage. You know, I was up there talking my shit. But, you know, like I said, you know, anything that you do, like, you got to take the bitter that comes with the sweet of anything. You know, a lot of times you ain't able to appreciate things going right until you've experienced things going wrong. Like, you can't appreciate how good something tastes unless you've experienced famine, my nigga. Like, you can't. Success don't feel as good when you haven't had failure. You know, like I was telling y'all about, you know, me never wanting to be born a billionaire, because you never have a real sense of accomplishment when you don't know what it feels like to not have something, you know, to have less. Having more don't feel good unless you know what it feels like to have less. So, you know, sometimes you got to take those failures and enjoy those failures, because those failures remind you how good it feels to succeed. And what's going on, King Jerm? What's going on, Rob? What's going on, Mellow Yellow? What you say? Doe went and pulled a celebrity for the episode. Exactly, nigga. I got the star of all stars, my nigga. We can't even call her a co-star. I'm like a co-star on my own show. Y'all know Brownie's the star of all this shit. So shout out to Brownie for being here. And, you know, nigga, shit gonna go crazy. It's gonna go viral because Brownie's here. But yeah, nigga, you know, like I said, you know, it's hard to understand how good something feels until you've gone through some bullshit. You know, that's why, you know, like I tell y'all, it's so many people who will literally lie about being from the bottom. They'll lie about coming from certain circumstances. They'll lie about being from certain cities, because they understand, my nigga, like, when you've had those adversities, when you've had those shortcomings, when you've gone through something, you know, oh man, I'm from the bottom. People used to tell me I wasn't gonna be shit. A lot of motherfuckers, like, I've been waiting to hear a teacher tell a child, you ain't never gonna be shit. I don't think nobody's teacher ever told them that. Nigga, your teacher probably told you, go back to page number 3 because you got all the motherfucking answers wrong, nigga, and you just took it incorrect, my nigga. Like, ain't nobody ever told, ain't no teacher never told no child, you ain't never gonna be shit. I refuse to believe that. But rappers gonna sit up here and lie and say that they've heard that 1,000 times. Why? Because they know, like, nigga, there's nothing better when it comes to success than going through failure, my nigga. Like, nobody wanna say they started at the top and they still at the top and they never made it to the bottom. Because they know, my nigga, like, the journey is about those shortcomings. The journey is about those failures. It's about those frustrations, my nigga. Like, you don't know how good it feel to win unless you've lost. What's going on, baby? What's going on, my nigga? Gringo in the other chat. You know, but like I said, dog, like, that's just part of it. You know, like, just like when you're going through storms, when you experience tragedies, when things just is fucked up. You know, when you lose family members and shit like that. What's going on, Mia Mac Mac? Like, it's those moments that you understand, like, how good it feels to come through that. Like, something that I personally say all the time, like, the greatest feeling in the world to me is relief. Like, I like relief more than I like ecstasy. Relief is better than comfort, because when you going through something fucked up, it's nothing better than coming out of that circumstance, my nigga. Like, I don't know if y'all motherfuckers have ever had, like, a toothache. You know, women who go through childbirth, you know, migraine headaches, you know, motherfuckers that got gout. It ain't no better feeling than when that pain go away, my nigga. You know, just like after a bad breakup, nigga, like, you go through a motherfucking heartbreak. It ain't nothing better than that next feeling that you get that make you forget that motherfucker that broke your heart, my nigga. Like, coming up out of that bullshit, that shit feels amazing, dog. Like, that's why people throw divorce parties and shit. Because, nigga, when you go through something fucked up, you know, just like prison. When you get out of prison after you did some time, like, nigga, freedom feel a whole lot different after prison, my nigga. You know, I tell motherfuckers all the time, like, nigga, a whole lot of people would benefit from actually going through something. You know, not that I wish bad on people. Like, I don't even wish bad on myself. But it's just one of them things where, like, you know, oddly enough, me and Shan, you know, shout out Shan for She Gets a Podcast. You know, we've been talking about this shit for, like, the last few days because I got a root canal recently. And she was saying, like, oh, man, nigga, I got to get put to sleep to have a motherfucking root canal. Nigga, that shit, that's some pain I don't want to fuck with. You know, shout out my nigga Twin Mac. That nigga saw me at the motherfucking dentist when I went to go get my goddamn root canal. You know, but like I said, I got a root canal and I didn't want to take no meds. Like I told her, I don't like pills. I don't believe in pills. I don't like taking that shit because I know it's habit forming. And it'll fuck you up. Like, I don't like putting shit like that in my body, my nigga. I'm cool on it. And she was like, nigga, you know, I need to do that shit to get through that pain because I don't fuck with the pain. Me personally, I don't like pain either. But just the type of person that I am, I just go through it. It just is what it is. Like, that's just always been how I've been since I was little. Like, I'm going to go ahead and go through this shit. Because I understand how good it's going to feel after I'm done with it. Just like getting a fucking root canal. Because I don't know if I've told y'all, like, the whole reason I'm doing this shit. You know, as far as the whole root canal and everything. But I want to get some white teeth, my nigga. You know, y'all niggas be seeing me on this bitch. Nigga, my teeth not white. Like, I got this white t-shirt on. But when I smile, teeth not white, my nigga. I'm finna pull up on this motherfucker with some icy white, pearly, fucking tic-tac ass white ass teeth, my nigga. So in order for me to get that shit done, I gotta go through the process of getting all my dental work. And dental work hurt, nigga. That shit hurt like a bitch. But to the point of today's episode, when you wanna get something fly, when you wanna do something great, like when you wanna elevate, sometimes you gotta go through some pain. Nigga, pain is part of the process, my nigga. Frustration is part of the process. So in order for me to have this pretty ass, nigga, I'm finna, you gonna think I went to Columbia, my nigga. My shit finna be icy white, nigga. Like, my teeth gonna glow in the dark, my nigga. Like, when I close my mouth, my shit still gonna fucking vibrate, nigga. Illuminate, nigga. I'm be able to light up a room with my smile, nigga. I'm excited for this shit. That's the reason I went to the dentist, my nigga. That's why I got a root canal. That's why I went through all that pain, nigga. I was bleeding. My mouth was numb. I was fucking drooling. Pause. Nigga, that shit sucks, my nigga. But, you know, in order for me to get something that I want, sometimes I got to go through something that I don't want, my nigga. You know, like they say with anything, my nigga, like the price of success is sacrifice. Nigga, sacrifice is not fun. Sacrifice is not glorious. Sacrifice ain't pretty. Sacrifice is ugly, my nigga. Sacrifice is painful. Sacrifice is fucked up. But if you want anything great, my nigga, you gotta go through that. You know, something that me and you know, Ben Ready, the super producer, nigga, we talked about that shit on the episode Wants Versus Wishes, my nigga. One of my favorite episodes, episode 10, way back in 2019, my nigga. Like, I told that nigga, like, nigga, if you ain't willing to get dirty, you don't deserve to be clean, my nigga. You know, like, nigga, you, if you not willing to go through those sacrifices, if you not willing to go through the mud and do those things that a lot of motherfuckers don't want to do, you ain't gonna succeed at shit. You know, nigga, a whole lot of motherfuckers have a whole lot, and the reason a lot of motherfuckers can't appreciate it is because they didn't go through what it took to appreciate that shit that they have. You know, like I said, like, with being born a billionaire, like, you'll never have a sense of accomplishment. You know, because it's like, nigga, of course, I already had $1 billion coming in. So that shit don't hit the same as if you built that shit from the ground up. If you went through those sacrifices, if you heard motherfuckers telling you no, if you felt doubt, you know, that success hit way different when you've been doubted. And what you say, speak your truth. Teeth are made of bone. You have a yellowish tint. White is not natural, but I get it. Just make sure you don't come out looking like T.I. son. Oh no, I'm not finna get the extra large celebrity package teeth. No, I'm not finna get them big ass little Duval teeth. I'm not finna get the Gary Busey teeth. I'm getting regular my size teeth. Because full disclosure, my teeth fake anyway, my nigga. These is dentures, nigga. I take these motherfuckers out. These teeth ain't real. I'm not finna pop my teeth out on my show, Brownie. You really trying to have me go viral, nigga? Like, nah, nigga. Just know. Believe me. Take my word for it. My teeth fake, my nigga. I'm not finna show y'all. I'm not popping shit out, Brownie. That's not happening. And what you say, if you haven't gone through, you won't be able to speak on your blessing. Exactly. You know, and that's the fucking thing. There's no testimony without a test. You know, so a lot of times, like, you got to go through that fire, my nigga. You know, because like I've talked about, you know, when it comes to diamonds, you know, a lot of the reason that diamonds are so fucking valuable beyond the fact that they're rare is, you know, as far as real diamonds, it's the pressure that they went through to be created. You know, same with pearls. Like, there was a process involved in bringing those things to fruition. That's why the motherfuckers is so, that's why they so valuable. That's why they so highly coveted, because of what it took to get them motherfuckers. You know, that's why you see certain motherfuckers cry at weddings. That's why you see certain motherfuckers cry at the draft. You know, cry when they get to the Hall of Fame. Because it took a whole lot to get through that shit, my nigga. Like, that shit was a process. You know, and it feels much better to succeed when you've gone through the process. When you've had failure. When you've experienced doubt. You know, when you had those moments where you wanted to quit. You know, when you had those moments where you felt like shit wasn't gonna work. And then when the shit finally hit, nigga, that shit feels incredible, my nigga. You know, that ain't the same as if you experienced success early. You know, because like I said, nigga, with the other night, like, nigga, I was frustrated than a motherfucker. I was pissed off. And, you know, like I say, nigga, the reason that I was still able to perform, you know, like I tell y'all all the time on this motherfucking show, a lot of what this show is about is checking your motherfucking emotions, checking your fucking ego. You know, I understand, nigga, you want everything to go your way every time. You want to make every shot that you take. You know, you want the coach to always put you in and let you stay on the court the whole motherfucking game. You don't never want to sit on the bench. You don't want to have to practice. You don't want to have to run laps. You don't want to have to run the lines. You don't want to have to climb the steps. You don't want to have to work out. Like, none of us want to go through these things. None of us want to make these sacrifices, but that's all a part of the process. What's going on, Sneezy, with the House Podcast? Like, all of that shit is part of the process. And, you know, like I said, about the whole journey in its totality, a lot of those fucked up circumstances are literally the beauty of the process. The process is beautiful because of the failure. The process is beautiful because shit goes fucked up. Because shit don't go your way. Because you're gonna fail. Because you're gonna fall on your ass. Because you're gonna have bad nights. You're gonna have bad games. You're gonna have bad performances. That's the fun of all of it, my nigga. Nothing in life would be dope if everything you did worked out your way. What's going on, my nigga Uncle Bob? That nigga Uncle Bob smoked that shit Thursday night, my nigga. That nigga killed it. That nigga was like, that nigga was in rare form, my nigga. Like, nigga, that nigga came and that motherfucker shut the whole building down, nigga. That nigga Uncle Bob had a nigga intimidated on that goddamn stage. That nigga came through and smoked that shit, nigga. Every motherfucking joke was hitting, landing, nigga. Shout out that nigga Uncle Bob. What's going on, Heaven's World? You know, but like I said, dog, like the beauty of life, the beauty of any process, the beauty of any journey is failure. It's adversity, you know, nigga, because those are the things that literally show you who you are, show you what you made of, show you how good it feels to actually succeed. Like, it's hard to understand how good a success feels without a failure. You know, food always tastes better when you've been hungry all day, my nigga. You know, even when it comes to some coochie, my nigga, coochie feel better, nigga. When you've been going through that drought and you ain't been having nothing, the motherfuckers been telling you no. Nigga, that next one hit different, my nigga. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, and it's all just part of the process of life. Like, I wouldn't even want to be in that circumstance, my nigga. Like, I'm proud of where I came from. I'm proud of, you know, how I came up, how I was raised. Because of literally, my nigga, like, I wouldn't be able to appreciate the success that I have without the failures that I know that I was raised under. You know, like, it's just like as a parent, like, you want to give your kids the shit that you didn't have. But if you was a motherfucking billionaire, like, what the fuck you gonna get your kids if you was a billionaire already? Like, okay, well, you a billionaire, I'm a billionaire. And yeah, that's cool. It ain't nothing wrong with it. But at the same time, like, nigga, where's the accomplishment? Like, where's the sense of feeling like, look at what I did. Look at how I succeeded. Look at what I created. Look at what I done. It's like, the fuck? What's going on, Christy Love? I see you up in this motherfucker. And what he say? He trying not to laugh. Hey, man, you know, it's Brownie hears everything I say, so it's going to be a whole lot of shit. Like, her little facial expressions, you be knowing she don't look like she listening, but she be listening and shit. So, you know, sometimes if I say some shit, you going to see her face twist the fuck up because she like, nigga, I heard what the fuck you said, daddy. You said some bullshit, or nigga, that's some grown up shit, daddy. Why you say that in front of me type shit? But, you know, like I said, dog, like, that's the process. And she finna drink my fucking... See, that's how you know, nigga, this is my goddamn daughter. Because ain't nobody supposed to be drinking out my motherfucking glass. Nigga, my mom broke one of my glasses. Deuce broke my other glass. I'm trying to save this last glass. But, you know, it is what it is. My nigga Brownie got the platinum pass with me. So, it is what it is. Hopefully, she don't drink all the shit before I get to it, nigga. When I make points, I like to drink my water. She want to just sit up here and sip my shit. Just for the hell of it. But, you know, like I said, my nigga, like, that's the beauty of the process of life. Failure, my nigga. Frustration. You know, adversity. Things going wrong. Things going bad. What's going on, Black Mike? You know, another one of the comedic homeboys that was there that night. That nigga, you know, came on stage, handled business, killed that shit. Shout out my nigga Black Mike. My nigga Michael Keaton. The black man named Michael Keaton. That's a nigga real name. That shit crazy. But yeah, you know, like I said, dog, you know, like, when it comes to adversity, you know, and this was one of those pep talks that I had to give myself, you know, shout out my cousin Lil Mike. you know, who after the show, nigga, me and Lil Mike was probably in the parking lot of the venue, like, literally maybe 2-3 hours, my nigga. Like, we didn't leave the venue till, like, maybe 1:30, 2 in the morning, you know, just talking about life in general, you know, and, you know, my frustrations with how shit went, like, you know, the way that the night went. I ain't get up till late, so, nigga, I was heated, my nigga. And, you know, like I tell motherfuckers all the time, like, you know, when you going through something, you know, something that I always remind myself is it's always hard to see the sun in the midst of a storm. But you got to keep in mind that it's always there. Like, even though when you going through something, when you in the midst of failure, when you in the midst of a fucked up day, you in the midst of a bad performance or a terrible game, you know, you going through some tragedy, you going through a fucked up circumstance, or, you know, something is fucked up happening, you thinking like, damn, it's fucked up for me right now. But you got to realize and you got to keep in remembrance, my nigga, like, this bullshit you going through is temporary. My nigga, success is coming. Good days are coming. There's always going to be a fucking reason to smile, my nigga. Like, you having a bad day, you not having a bad life. You having a bad game, you don't have a bad career. You having a bad show, you not a bad podcaster, you not a bad comedian. You just having a bad set, my nigga. Keep that in mind. So when it's time for you to get off stage, you just like, all right, fuck it, nigga, dust myself off and go back to performing, my nigga. You know, like when you going through tragedy, my nigga, there's always a reason to smile, and you should be keeping that in mind no matter what, my nigga. You know, like I tell people, like, it's a whole lot of motherfuckers that literally ain't here no more because they allowed a temporary emotion to make them make a permanent fucking decision, a permanent fucking mistake. You know, nigga, just because it's not going right now don't mean it's not going to go right in the long term. Like, you know, a lot of times when you going through something, it's just a small blip on a big fucking picture. So when you going through that small circumstance, like, you got to keep the big picture in mind to keep yourself from doing something stupid, from thinking something stupid, from doubting yourself, you know, because it's easy to say, oh man, I missed that motherfucking layup, but nigga, you gonna make the next shot, my nigga. Just keep on motherfucking shooting, dog. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, you can never let failure stop you, because all of the greatest who've ever done anything they've all failed. Michael Jordan done missed layups. LeBron done missed layups. You know, Tom Brady done overthrown receivers and some more shit. Nigga, everybody failed. That's just part of the fucking process. But success is coming, so you keep that shit in mind. Just thirsty. I had to take a sip of my water before Brownie got to it. And what you say, Chrissy Love? That's why I say good day on purpose. When you have control over how your day go, you don't stress over what you can't control. Exactly. You know, because that's the thing, my nigga. Like, you can never choose when you're going to have a bad day. You can't choose when you're going to miss a shot. You can't choose when shit going to go fucked up. You can't choose when a family member going to die. You can't choose when you're going to get fired from your job. You can't choose nothing. But again, that's the beauty of life. Nigga, the beauty of life is the fact that it's unpredictable. Like, nigga, life wouldn't even be fun if you can tell everything that was finna happen. You know, it's just like watching a fucking TV show, or, you know, us in comedy, hearing a joke. A joke don't hit the same when you know the punchline coming. You know what the punchline is going to be. You've heard a nigga tell this joke 200 times. You are not laughing 200 times at the same fucking joke. You know, the beauty of comedy is how unpredictable it is. You know, when we're telling jokes and making you laugh, it's because you wasn't expecting us to come from that angle. You wasn't expecting for us to say what we said or say it how we said it. You know, you like, damn, nigga, what? That's the beauty of comedy. That's also the beauty of life. The fact that you can't predict none of this shit. You know, even when it comes to comedy, when it comes to comedians, most of the funniest comedians come from the most fucked up of circumstances. Most of comedy comes from pain. You know, most of the funniest jokes in comedy come from complaints, things going wrong, things that are fucked up in the world, things that ain't right. You know, and again, nigga, that's the beauty of life in general, nigga. The fact that shit not gonna go your way, you know, and that's basically how a lot of motherfuckers deal with it. That's how I've always dealt with it. You know, that's what got me into comedy, my nigga. I've gone through some fucked up ass circumstances that literally brought me my sense of humor. Like, shit, it's fucked up, nigga. Might as well make a joke about the shit. You know, might as well crack a motherfucking joke. Like, everybody who knows me in comedy, who's seen me on stage, they know, nigga. You know, my main joke is my crackhead joke, nigga. I got crackheads in my family. It ain't nothing cool or funny about the shit. But I poke fun at it and make fun about it because, you know, nigga, it's a fucked up circumstance and you turn that shit into humor, my nigga. You know, that's the fucking thing. A whole lot of what you'll hear on the stage of comedy is somebody turning a fucked up circumstance into something that can help motherfuckers go throughout their day. Something that's going to put a smile on your fucking face. You know, because like I said, nigga, the beauty of the process of anything is the fact that you can't predict it. And a whole lot of times it's not going to go in your favor. It's not going to be something that's going to be funny and beautiful and sunshine and rainbows all the time, nigga. Like, we wouldn't be able to have all of what we have without rainy days. You know, of course you want it to be sunny every day. Of course you want it to be, you know, 77 degrees with no breeze out that bitch. Like, you want it to be nice out there. But, you know, in order for us to have water, nigga, we need rain. And what you say, my nigga Brendo, crazy because I fucked up my car yesterday, man. I needed this shit today. Hey, nigga, you know, God put a word on my heart on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And all that shit. You know, but like I said, dog, like, that's the fucking thing, nigga. Like, when you going through shit, it always feel fucked up. You know, because like your fucking car going out, like, damn, a car fucked up. What the fuck I'ma do? You know, and, you know, an angle that I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, this is one of them fucking things. Like, these are the circumstances that allow you to prove what you built from. Prove what you made of. Show the world what type of nigga you are. You know, like I was telling motherfuckers, like, nigga, when it comes to me, when it comes to failure, when it comes to shit going fucked up, when it comes to me going through stuff, I gotta keep in mind, like, nigga, I'm built to go through this shit. This is my opportunity to show y'all niggas that I'm a man for real. You know, like I've told y'all, I think I brought up on this show before, nigga, 2009, when the motherfucker suspended my motherfucking license, I wasn't able to drive a car, a truck. I wasn't making no motherfucking money. I was fucked up out here, my nigga. 2009 was one of the hardest motherfucking years of my life, dog. You know, like I always bring up the story of my motherfucking tattoos on my hands. Nigga, I got these motherfucking, I got these tattoos to commemorate a time when I was working in this motherfucking factory, making these big ass fiberglass molds. And it was such a fucked up job that niggas was literally quitting in the middle of their job interview. Like, these niggas would do the job interview, and part of the job interview was they would walk you through the floor so you can see what we did. Like, okay, you know, this is that section. This is what these people do. That's over there. They work here. They do that. Nigga, once niggas saw what we did at the job, they was like, nah, homie, I'm cool. Tear up my application. I ain't trying to work at this motherfucker. Fuck this job. What's going on, Timo? Like, nigga, it was one of them jobs that was so fucked up. Niggas was quit. I'm talking about niggas was quitting on their first break. Niggas was quitting after the interview. Niggas was quitting literally, dog. Like, once them niggas hand you your work stuff, like, all right, look, you put this big white suit on, then you strap on your motherfucking respirator. You know, you tighten it around the back of your head because you don't want to breathe none of this shit in. It's already like 100-something degrees in that bitch. Then you got this big suit on with this respirator, so you literally just drenched in sweat your whole shift, my nigga. Niggas was quitting once they strapped it on. They was like, nah, I'm cool, my nigga, I quit now. Niggas was leaving them motherfuckers all over the ground. And on top of that, niggas was getting fired left and right. So in order for me to keep that job, because I worked there for a year before I ended up getting a better job. But nigga, for the time I worked there, nigga, I would literally write my kid's mom name on one glove and my son name on the other glove to keep myself from quitting. Like, nigga, I have to keep in mind every time I look down, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for them. Like, nigga, if it's for me, I'ma quit. Fuck this job. I don't want to do this shit. But in order for me to keep in mind that this shit bigger than you, I had to write their name on my gloves. So every time I'm working on the motherfucking saw or the grinder or I'm doing anything, nigga, I'm looking at my gloves like, nigga, you doing this for them too. This ain't got shit to do with you. This is bigger than you. So you got to keep on working, nigga. You can't quit this motherfucker. You know, so eventually I went and tattooed the shit permanently, you know, to always keep in mind, like, this is who I do this shit for, my nigga. It's always visible no matter what you do, my nigga. Any work that you do with your hands, you always going to be looking at them motherfuckers. So it always keep me in remembrance that no matter what I do, I'm doing it for something bigger than me, my nigga. Like, this sacrifice is nothing when I keep in mind that I got somebody to sacrifice for. What's going on, Don from the Raw Sex Podcast? What's going on? What's that? An Origin, Dipped in Victory. What's up, YG Blaze? What's the deal? You know, but like I said, my nigga, and that's the beauty of the process. You know, nigga, when it comes to life, like, nigga, you going through that fucked up shit is an opportunity for you to show the type of motherfucker that you are, to show what you built from, to show what you cut from, to show what you're willing to go through to get to it, my nigga. You know, like I said, like, a lot of motherfuckers ain't even got respect for niggas who ain't been through nothing. You know, just like I told y'all about Kylie Jenner, you know, Donald Trump. The reason motherfuckers don't have no respect for the $1 billion that them motherfuckers created was because they came in millionaires. They came in with money. They came in with a heads up. They came in with a motherfucking advantage. So a lot of motherfuckers look at them like, psh, nigga, don't nobody give a fuck about that money that you made. Nigga, you came in with money. You know, so when you come in and you ain't had shit, when you come in and you from the bottom, you from the gutter, and you built something, you always gonna get that extra respect. You always gonna feel that extra level of, nigga, check me out. Because you came from the bottom. You came from the mud, nigga. You came from the trenches, my nigga. You got them bumps and bruises. You got them cuts and scrapes. Nigga, that shit hit different when you cross the finish line after you've gone through something, my nigga. You know, it ain't the same when you took a cab to the finish line. Nigga, that shit don't motherfucking hit the same. You know, so when you're going through circumstances that you don't like, when you having a fucked up day or you going through a fucked up circumstance, you got to keep that shit in mind, my nigga. You know, like I said, just beyond the fact of being like, oh, yeah, you know, it's going to be brighter. It's going to be a better day. You literally just telling yourself like, nigga, I'm built for this shit. Nigga, I'm strong like this. Nigga, I'm built like this. I'm cut like this. You know, like I said, like, nigga, when I'm going through fucked up shit, I'm literally in my head like, this just going to be a part of my motherfucking story, my nigga. You know, because when you watch any movie, the movie is entertaining because of the conflict. The movie is entertaining because there is a villain, because there is something to overcome, because there is something to go through. Nigga, you wouldn't watch no motherfucking movie. You know, like, how was there a Batman without no Joker? You know, without no supervillain. What the fuck is Batman? What is Superman without Lex Luthor, my nigga? You know, like, without that adversity, without that villain, without that obstacle, that shit ain't nothing, my nigga. It ain't no beautiful process without that failure, without something going fucked up, my nigga. You know, so that's the fucking thing. Whenever you think about the failures that you go through, the adverse circumstances that you go to, like, this is literally your opportunity to be the hero of your own story. Like, this is your opportunity to be like, nigga, now I get to show you motherfuckers what type of nigga I am. What's going on, Rod? Motherfucking Rod Uncensored Podcast. Brownie over here hitting my buttons on accident. If you're going to hit a button, at least hit the bomb. This motherfucking Brownie. Yeah, you hit that. You hit the button while you over here reaching for my water, messing my show up and everything. Now, like I said, Brownie over here drinking my... When you drink the water, you at least got to hit the bomb. Oh, my goodness. producer in training, my nigga. Like, see, this my producer in training. You know, now she want to just hit buttons all at random and shit. That's the bomb. If I say something, you like just hit the bomb on it, like boom. That was some real shit, daddy. But yeah, you know, nigga, like I said, dog, like that's all part of the process. And yeah, nigga, you know, like you said, you know, Brownie, she got her tattoos. Show your tattoos. Boo, yeah. Brownie tatted up. But yeah, man, you know, like I said, dog, like that's just one of them things, like, to keep in mind when you're going through some adversity. When you having a fucked up day, when you going through an adverse circumstance, you know, when you experience tragedy, you know, you always got to keep in mind, like, I'm built for this shit. You know, like if you believe in religion, like if you believe in God and that's your walk through life, that's your set of beliefs and your belief system. You know, like they would say, nigga, God will never put something on you that you can't handle. You know, God give his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers, my nigga. Like, he wouldn't have put this in front of you if you wasn't able to handle it. You know, so when you keeping that shit in mind, that's supposed to help you to go through your shit, nigga, to run your fucking race. You know, because like I said, nigga, the other night, nigga, I was frustrated, pissed off, in a fucked up ass mood. But, you know, I don't never think about quitting. I don't ever think about, you know, unaliving myself or none of that shit. It's always like, well, this just part of the process, my nigga. Even though it sucks, even though it hurts, even though I'm frustrated, even though I'm mad, even though I wish it went different. Nigga, you know, I just understand that this just a part of it. You know, like I always follow my own advice. You know, something that I always tell everybody who listens to my show, everybody who I give advice. If you can look around and tell other people, oh, man, keep your head up. Everything is going to be okay. Because, you know, if somebody came to you with the same problems that you're having, you give them the same advice. This is the same advice that you give your friends. When your friends are going through shit, you be quick to be like, oh, man, keep your head up. Everything going to be okay. You'll be all right, friend. You're going to be all right. This is great. This just, you know, it's just da-da-da-da-da. So a lot of times, nigga, you got to keep that advice in mind when it's your turn to go through it. You know, because that's like literally one of my things, my nigga. Like when I'm going through shit, I always got to keep in mind, follow your own advice, Dolomite. Nigga, do what you tell niggas to do if they was going through the shit. You know, I'm always like, what would I tell somebody to do if they came to me with the same problem? Okay, so do what you preach, my nigga. You know, like I tell y'all all the time, nigga, a whole lot of these episodes of this fucking show is literally me talking to me. Y'all niggas just happen to be a part of the conversation that I have with myself, the advice that I'm giving myself. You know, like I say about the reasons that certain episodes come about, I have episodes that I do because of something that I seen. Episodes that I do because of something that I heard. Episodes that I do because of something that I watched on TV. Even some shit that might have happened in a video game. And then there's a whole lot of episodes that literally come from personal experience. How my day is going. How my life is going. How my career is going. How a particular endeavor is going. You know, I just come report back to you with the motherfucking game that I got from any given circumstance. And in today's episode, that was my circumstance, my nigga. You know, like, after this motherfucking show, nigga, I'm hitting up all my comedian partners. You know, shout out JP Justice. You know, I had like a little, I don't know, maybe a 30-minute conversation with him this morning about that shit. You know, sent the nigga my video of, you know, how my set went and shit. You know, got my critiques and, you know, you did this good. You could have improved on this, you know. And I was telling them, like, nigga, a whole lot of what that was pure frustration, pure anger, my nigga. You know, and, you know, it's one of them things when you are artist, a lot of times you got to put that pain into your art. You know, like I said, the beauty of the process of life, of art, of anything that you do is the ability to use your pain for something positive. You know, like I say about this whole little shit, when you going through shit, like, you have to redirect your negative energy into positive things, you know, into fueling that fire that helps you to push forward, to fuel yourself to get out of that negative circumstance, to get past that failure, to look beyond, you know, that mountain that's in front of you, that obstacle that's in front of you. Like, you like, it's fucked up right now, but it's going to be better. You know, like they be saying, it's going to be greater later. Like, you always got to keep that shit in mind in any part of any fucking process. Because without that mindset, that's how niggas end up quitting. That's how niggas end up stopping. That's how niggas end up, you know, not taking shit as serious as they should take it. You know, that's how motherfuckers end up having a string of bad games. They let one failure fuck they whole shit up. You know, like, Nick Anderson's career was never the same after that nigga missed two free throws in the fucking finals, my nigga. This nigga missed two motherfucking free throws and the rest of his career was fucked up because of that. Because you can't allow one failure to fuck you off, my nigga. Like, nigga, you literally got to think about life as a process, as a journey. You can't let one little blip take your mind off the motherfucking big picture, my nigga. You know, like I said, dog, a lot of motherfuckers, when you going through that storm, it's hard for you to see the sun shining. But you always got to keep in mind that the sun will shine. And a lot of motherfuckers lose when they marry their problem instead of just fucking with the problem. You know, it's like this. A lot of people are solution based. So when there's a problem going on, some motherfuckers immediately go to, okay, how do I solve it? You know, and then you have those people who, when they have a problem, they want to think about the problem, talk about the problem, discuss the problem, go live about the problem, go to the motherfucking internet about the problem, have a second, third, and fourth opinion about the problem, go to sleep on the problem, dream about the problem, wake up and have thoughts about the problem. Fuck the problem, my nigga. Like, you, that's how motherfuckers fail, my nigga. Because you're not thinking about the solution. You cry about the problem. You get depressed about the problem. You can't make the problem bigger than the solution, my nigga. You are the solution. You know, like, when I think about the meaning of life, when I think about my role as a man and why I was put here, I always think about the fact that as a man, your motherfucking job is to solve problems, my nigga. You know, so without problems, what the fuck are you here for? What's going on, JP Justice? I was just talking about your motherfucking ass, my nigga. You know, like I said, nigga, me and JP, we discussed this shit that I went through as far as this set. You know, but like I said, dog, like, failure is just part of life. Things that ain't going right is just part of life. Problems are part of life. You know, and your ability to solve those problems are the measure of the person that you are, my nigga. That's the measure of a man. A man's ability to solve problems is the measure of that man. You know, your ability to go past fucked up circumstances, your ability to lead beyond pain, your ability to lead beyond, you know, things not going your fucking way. You know, because like I said, that's the beauty of any journey. The fact that it's going to be fucked up. It's going to be difficult. You know, and your ability to function throughout that is what makes you great in any circumstance. Nigga, for you to be a great quarterback, if you don't have great opponents, you won't be considered to be a great quarterback. If you go against weak ass teams every time you play, you can't be considered to be a great fucking quarterback. That's why a lot of motherfuckers be trying to knock Mike Tyson, because they say he didn't have that great competition. Everybody says Ali was better than Mike Tyson. Why do they say that? Because Ali had George Foreman. Ali had Joe Frazier, you know, Ken Norton, Leon Spence. Like, you know, he has some, You know, Sonny Liston, he has some competition. He has some Hall of Famers to go up against. Mike didn't go against so many. And when he did, mind you, he went to prison before, you know. But when he faced Evander, he took the L. When he faced Lennox Lewis, he took the L. When he went against those Hall of Fame opponents, he took that L. You know, and that's the fucking thing, my nigga. When you have these adverse circumstances, when you go through this fucked up shit, that's how you'll be measured. You know, that's why you should be keeping that shit in mind when things don't go your way. You know, when it's the most fucked up, when you going through those terrible circumstances, you know, because, you know, something that I used to say when certain people are like, hear, you know, stories about shit that I've gone through, or, you know, I'm telling about, you know, how life was or how my childhood was, and they like, man, you strong as a motherfucker. And I'm like, a lot of times when it comes to me as a human and other people as humans, the reason that I don't really get too, you know, big headed about a whole lot of shit is because it's not that I'm a whole lot stronger than you, but that a lot of times, nigga, you don't have no choice in life but to be strong. Brownie finna drink all my damn water. You know, but that's the thing, my nigga. In a whole lot of circumstances, that's the only choice that you got. You know, motherfuckers like, damn, how did you go through that? How did you make it through that? Like, shut the fuck. What else was I gonna do? Curl up and die? Quit? No, my nigga. You know, like I said, nigga, my mom didn't raise no bitch ass niggas. You know, 4 kids, 3 boys, 1 girl, no bitches. You know, my mom ain't raised no punk motherfuckers. So I don't have no motherfucking choice, nigga. I have to persevere. I have to keep going. Like, I have to succeed, my nigga. Like, that's not no if. It's a when. Like, it just is that with me. You know, and that's what I tell y'all. That's the advice that I give everybody whenever they're going through something. My nigga, like, why quit? You know, especially if you got the talent. You know, especially if you feel passionate about what you're doing. You know, because it's like this, my nigga. Whenever you experience failure, you should literally ask yourself this fucking question, dog. Like, is this problem bigger than what I deem to be success, my nigga? You know, is this fucked up night bigger than what I deem to be success? You know, like, if you're a fucking high school basketball player and, you know, you have a terrible game, like, nigga, is it bad enough to quit when I know I got the potential to do something great? You know, because like I said, nigga, like, you got to ask yourself, like, do you have the talent for this? And like I tell motherfuckers all the time, like, nigga, I don't let nobody stop me. If I feel like I can do something, there's nothing you going to be able to tell me to make me not believe in myself, my nigga. You know, because like I say, nigga, you got to be your biggest fan, because you're going to have enough haters, dog. Like, you're going to have enough people in your life that's going to tell you you can't do something. You're going to have enough motherfuckers in your life telling you, nah, man, maybe you should just stick to working at Amazon. You know, maybe you should stick to, you know, being a delivery boy. You should stick to delivering pizza. You shouldn't rap. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. And it's like, nigga, I'm not finna let you project your failure onto me, my nigga. Even if you've watched me fail, even if you saw me have a bad night or a bad set, nigga, just because you can't do it don't mean I can't do it, my nigga. I can do anything that I put my motherfucking mind to. You know, like I said, nigga, even when I'm fucking up, even when I miss a shot, even if I have a bad day, a bad game, a bad set, a bad show, you know, because like I done told motherfuckers, I done had some whack ass episodes of Too Much Game. You know, I done had some episodes that I thought was fucking garbage. And no, I didn't say, man, I'm gonna quit. I ain't even good at this shit no more. No, I just had a bad fucking show. And this is what I tell y'all. When you going through a bad circumstance with something fucked up going on, you just got to keep in mind, hey, it's just a bad day. It's not a bad life. This a bad circumstance. I'm not having a bad life. You know, sometimes you literally got to remind yourself of all the fly shit you got going on. Like something I was telling JP, like, nigga, I literally go on stage with all my jewelry on. You know, I'm fly. I look good. I smell good. And it's like, I'm keeping in mind, nigga, whether I have a bad set or a good set, my bills is paid. My kids is straight. You know, everything is taken care of. I'm still cool. I'm still fly. I still got friends. I still got people who love me. So whether y'all niggas laugh or not, can't affect me negatively. All I see is positivity, even in the midst of negativity, because I understand that negativity is a part of the process. Negativity is the part of the process that makes the positivity feel that much better. Brownie over here looking bored and shit. What you want to do? You want to press some buttons or something? Mm. Brownie over here looking bored as hell. Nigga, she messing up my energy looking bored all on my show.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, look enthusiastic while you watching, because golly, Brownie, she watching that boring show looking bored on my show. Yeah, put it on something exciting. But you know, like I said, dog, like that's the fucking thing about the process. Like the beauty of it is the failure of it. The beauty of it is literally tricking your mind toward positivity in the midst of negativity. Like literally telling yourself, like, this is temporary. Because a lot of times, you know, like I be telling motherfuckers, like, even though I'm not a religious person, I do believe in devils. Maybe not the devil as the red man underground with the pitchfork and the horns, but I do believe that there are spiritual factors in your life that are evil. You know, things in your life that are trying to make you doubt yourself, that are trying to make you fuck up the process. Things that are trying to make you quit, things that are working against you, you know, fucked up circumstances that try to fuck you off the process, you know. And the main trick of these spiritual devils is planting seeds of doubt in you in the midst of failure, planting seeds of doubt in you in the midst of bad circumstances, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of things that ain't going your way. They're literally trying to tell you, hey, it's fucked up. You should just quit. You should just stop. You ain't good enough to do this shit. You ain't built for this shit. This shit not you. You should do something else. You should stay in your hometown. You should just stick to what you've been doing, because this shit not for you. You know, and you can't allow that shit to win, my nigga. You know, and like they say, you know, like I said, nigga, if you believe in Christianity and that's your walk, you know, they say a lot of times in church, nigga, the devil will use anybody, my nigga. That's the fucking truth. You know, a lot of times, a lot of the worst advice you'll get will be from family. A lot of the worst advice you'll get will be from close friends, people who love you. They'll be trying to plant those same seeds of doubt. Them motherfuckers will come out there to see you play basketball. You only had 2 points. Nigga, you made one shot out of seven. Nigga, you ain't had no rebounds. You fouled out in the third quarter. Somebody crossed you over. Somebody dunked on your motherfucking ass. And they like, man, I don't think you should be playing basketball. So even though, nigga, the last game that they wasn't there for, you had 27, 14, and 8. Nigga, you damn near had a triple-double. You balled the fuck out. They didn't see you ball out. So they like, if that's how you play, you need to quit. This is what you do? Oh, you ain't good at this shit. You know, some motherfuckers, you know, like, something that I've told people about, like, impressions. Nigga, sometimes you want to wait until the product is finished before you show anybody. You know, sometimes, nigga, you know, like, what I was telling that nigga JP Justice about my trip to New York. I was like, I'm not ready to come to New York until I know that I'm good at comedy. When I feel like I'm good at this shit, that's when I'll come to New York to perform. Because I understand that them niggas in New York, they not really all that forgiving of somebody who's trash. So I'm like, nigga, let me get my practice up. Let me get my set together. Let me get to where I know that I'm a good performer. Then I'll come out there. Because a lot of times, the worst thing you can get is a first impression. You know, when you're not ready, sometimes motherfuckers will make you think that you're not good. Not because you're not good, but because in the moment that you showed them, you wasn't at the right part of your process, my nigga. You know, it'll be like if you're trying to bake a fucking cake and all you've put in that motherfucker was the flour and water. If you feed that to people, they're gonna be like, this is the worst shit ever. What the fuck is this, glue? No, I have to finish the fucking process. Nigga, I gotta add the cake mix and the sugar and the milk and all the other bullshit you put in cakes. You have to put all of those things into the process before you show anybody. Because if they see that shit at the wrong part of the process, they're gonna doubt you. They're gonna think that your shit is terrible. You know, so again, that's why you have to just go through the process. You got to go through those things. You have to be refined. You have to go through those tests. You got to go through those struggles. You know, those adverse circumstances, missing those shots, being told no, getting tackled at the 1 yard line and shit. Like, nigga, you got to go through those fucked up things because it's all part of the process. You know, something that I always say, I've said 1,000 times on the motherfucking show. Failure is not the opposite of success. It is a part of the process that leads to success. You know, in life, you're gonna fail. That's just life, my nigga. That's the beauty of life. The beauty of life is the fact that you're gonna fail. You're gonna fall on your ass. You're gonna be told no. Things ain't gonna go your way. But the reason that life is dope is because you feel a lot better after you've heard no. Yes, feel better after you've heard no. Feast feels much better after famine. Success feel way better after failure. So go through that. You know, like, nigga, take them lumps on your head. You know, take them bumps and scrapes and bruises and falls and failures and misses and all that shit. And keep that shit in mind, because that's going to be the first thing that comes to mind when you finally experience success. When that success hit, you're going to be like, whoo, man, damn. All them times they said no, man, now look at me. All y'all motherfuckers have told me that I wasn't finna be shit. Now look at me. All them times that I missed all them layups, now look at me. All them drills I had to run in practice, now look at me. All that shit that I had to do, all that sacrifice, all of that shit that led up to this moment is the reason that I got this big ass smile on my face. It's the reason that I hold my hands up in victory. You know, it's the reason that sometimes, like, I just sit and cry to myself and be grateful of the fact that I was able to accomplish all this shit, my nigga. You know, that's the fucking thing. Like, nigga, the beauty of success is experiencing failure, my nigga. Nigga, everybody who's ever been successful at anything enjoyed that success a lot more when they experienced failure, my nigga. You know, just like when you hollering at females and shit, like, nigga, it feel good to get that yes when you've been told no, my nigga. You know, like, everything in life is a whole lot more fun because of the difficulty of life in general. Everything is more fun when you succeed after something has been difficult. You know, just like watching that fucking boxing match last night, my nigga. That nigga Ryan Garcia went up. That nigga was hyped in a bitch. Why? Because the odds were stacked against him. You know, he was an eight-time underdog. Like, nigga, he was supposed to lose that shit super bad, nigga, dramatically. But you know, that motherfucker, he came out on top. Pause. You know, and the reason he was so excited was because, nigga, all y'all counted me out. All y'all said I was gonna lose. All y'all said that I wasn't gonna perform. And now look, I done whooped this nigga ass from bell to bell. Nigga, that shit hit different, my nigga. What's going on, JC, over there? You know, that's the fucking thing. You know, like I said, like, nigga, just to put a bow on this whole fucking episode, my nigga. When you going through a fucked up circumstance, you know, when things ain't going your way, when you're experiencing failure, when you're experiencing tragedy, when you're going through a fucked up circumstance, or when something is not going your way, you always gonna keep in mind that even though I'm going through a fucking storm right now, I know that on the other side of that storm, the sun will shine. The sun is shining at all fucking times, but these storms is motherfucking temporary. And I'm gonna drop the mic on that shit. This has been your host, Uncle Dolomite, of the Too Much Game Podcast. Live from the sanctuary once again. Thank you, Brownie, for just being here. Just being the star of the show, sitting next to me, looking bored, drinking my water. What? What?
What? You made me die.
She said I made her die. I'm over here just doing a podcast. I did not make her die on whatever game she playing. But anyway, if you would like to support me financially, you can cash at me at Uncle Dolomite, or you can get you some merchandise at TooMuchGamePodcast.store. T-O-O, MuchGamePodcast.store. Support the motherfucking squad, Townhouse Media, Town E House Media, Sports For You Podcast, Sports Number 4 Letter U, live on Tuesdays and Fridays, live on YouTube and Facebook, you know, shit like that. What else? Follow me on social media, Uncle Dolomite on everything. TikTok, Yo Mama Boyfriend. Subscribe, leave a comment, and hit that like button on YouTube. The Too Much Game Podcast or the Uncle Dolomite. I got two motherfucking pages on YouTube, so subscribe to both them motherfuckers. And that's it. I ain't here to help you get bitches. I'm here to help you get better. Too Much Game.